There was a battle in Brooklyn back in 1776. It broke out only a little more than a month after the Declaration of Independence. British troops attacking Brooklyn to try and stop the Americans' rebellious ways by taking back New York. General George Washington lost the battle, but he saved his army, and as we all know, he won the war. Historian and author Robert Furman says the battle doesn't get much notice because Brooklyn grew so fast that almost all traces of the battle vanished.
You don't tend to celebrate a saving grace, which is what happened there. We lost the battle.
Furman is the author of the recently published Brooklyn Heights, The Rise, Fall, and Rebirth of America's First Suburb. He says the British attacked New York with overwhelming force, aiming to finish off the rebels once and for all.
The British intent was not just to seize New York City. It was to destroy the Continental Army, to kill as many as they could, and to capture the remainder, and to end the revolution right there.
With all those troops in Brooklyn under General George Washington's command, the Americans were still facing a much larger British invasion force. The Redcoats landing at the site of the Verrazano Bridge in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Historian Barnett Schechter.
They've assembled the largest expeditionary force in British history to that time. This is enough men to rival the population of Philadelphia, the largest city in America. There are about 34,000 sailors and soldiers. And this is a terrifying sight for the Americans manning the positions around the harbor. They see this, what one of them said looked like all London was afloat.
Another central location in the Battle of Brooklyn was the old stone house in Park Slope, Brooklyn. It was rebuilt using materials from the original Dutch home dating back to the 1600s. It sits in a city park between 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue near 3rd Street. The executive director of the Stonehouse is Kim Mayer. She says her job at the Stonehouse, part of her mission, is to take that story of a crucial 1776 battle and connect it to the present day, to what the community needs to know. One of those lessons, fighting is still going on in places like Afghanistan and Iraq.
Really, this is an incredible story, what happened here. And it relates to everything that's going on in Brooklyn today, this idea of farming and making and the fact that we are in this ongoing, continuous war for so many years at this point, and we're protected from it in the city, except for the few people who are off, the people who are off fighting and the families that know that they have their family members fighting. So I think we need this constant reminder that our rights and privileges as citizens happened and started here in Brooklyn very early on. This was the first place that people bore arms on behalf of their new nation, right here in Brooklyn. First official battle of the United States Army.
Now, bringing the story to the present day, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is making some preliminary moves towards building a memorial park to commemorate the Battle of Brooklyn, and especially one of the units in that battle that paid a very high price. It was the Maryland 400, a group of highly trained elite soldiers. George Washington ordered them to fight at the Stonehouse, giving the American Army enough time to evacuate, heading towards Brooklyn Heights. Washington knew that the Maryland 400 would stand their ground, and most of those soldiers paid the ultimate price for it. I'm Tom Moore, WBAI News, New York.